Yes, Lane Calcutt from Channel 9. He's got the power. Lane, I was just talking to David Crisafulli, the opposition leader. He's written to the Premier. We'll get the jab together. He said, what chances do you think of that happening?
Zero, I would think. I've already been told that Premier's made her arrangements and they'll go ahead on Monday. So, yeah, nice try, David. It was a bit cute, I think. You know, it's a bit of a stunt. Put the weights back on the Premier, then get a knockback, and then he can play a bit of politics with it. You know, the Premier's going to have her shot on Monday. I can't remember Elbow and Scott Morrison sitting side by side having their jabs together. I don't think there's any question or any doubt that it is bipartisanship. You know, that the opposition doesn't need to do that just to prove a point.
To get a headline. Now, the Prime Minister, he's going to tell the Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk, by all reports at National Cabinet today, that the WellCamp proposal won't be happening because there was not enough detail. At the same time, he's going to hand over $200 million to the VIX to do one.
That'll go down well, won't it?
No. Or not.
Watch the fireworks in William Street when that's announced. Shouldn't be surprised by that. I mean, he's been saying virtually from day one, Scott Morrison, that there's not enough detail, doesn't stack up, won't go ahead. I'm not too sure what the difference between Toowoomba and WellCamp and Avalon is. I mean, there's an airport there. You build a camp right beside the airport. Probably got as much access to hospitals as you have in Victoria. But the Prime Minister's always said, give us the details. And so far, he hasn't been satisfied. So, no surprise.
Never been satisfied at all. Look, the Queensland government, if they want to take the fight up and they think they've got a good proposal, they've got to give it to us, but I don't think it's going to happen. Hey, what about State of Origin 1 in Townsville? There's unbelievable excitement. The people of New South Wales and the politicians down here are bagging Queensland deluxe for spending $8 million on it. What do you think of the $8 million spend?
Well, the Premier, I think yesterday or the day before, said it wasn't that much. They said there are about $7 million in benefits in return to Queensland. That's not a huge return. And I don't really... I mean, sure, it's a great shot in the arm for Townsville and the region in the short term. You know, if you're going to get $7 million into the economy there, that's great. But I don't see any long-term lasting benefit. You can't come here from overseas. It's not as though somebody's going to be sitting in Los Angeles watching it being streamed and say, got to get to Townsville next week or next year. Sure, shot in the arm, so to speak, in the short term. Well and good, but I'm just not understand. I don't get where the long-term benefits come. And I also don't understand, Neil, why it's on a neutral ground. That was the whole point of playing in Melbourne, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right, because it was supposed to be a neutral ground this year. But with COVID-19, you change the rules and these sporting bodies just take the money, and Queensland's been happy to do it. And hey, good stuff,
that's what
Cutters.
It's all about. Neil, you have a great weekend.
You too, mate. I'll watch you on Channel 9 News. Good stuff, mate.